coming. I keep saying good evening. It's good afternoon. I'm still not used to this slot. Good to see you. And we've come this afternoon for our encounter time of prayer and worship. And it's all about encountering God through our prayers and our worship to Him. So you are so welcome. And the aim of these sessions and these meetings is just to allow the Holy Spirit free course to minister to us. So please be open to the leading of the Spirit. And you know, we don't have to incorporate everything that I've planned for this afternoon. So if you feel led to raise a song or something you want to share, then please feel free to do so, because that's what this is all about: encountering God through our worship and through our prayers. We're going to open with this first song, Light of the World, He Stepped Down into Darkness. Let's sing together. If you want to remain seated or stand, that's absolutely up to you. Please feel free to worship however you feel led.
Together. bow down. Here I am to say, you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Is our God. Hallelujah. Father, we welcome your presence into this place. We know that you are already here, but we acknowledge and we thank you that you are the great God, the God of the Bible, the same God who walked on water, same God who parted the sea, is the same God who is now
very much present with us today. And we acknowledge your presence and we say,
come and have your way. We thank you that you are with us. And we pray that you would just lead and guide us as we encounter you.
Yes, God.
We pray for a deeper revelation of yourself. We thank you that your word says that if we draw close to you, then you will draw close to us. So come and fill us now with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to call your attention to 1 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to read a few verses from verse number 3 in the Message rendering of the Bible. And here we see Peter, the Lord's apostle. He is addressing his letter to the Christians and the churches located throughout Bithynia and Pontus and Asia, Galatia and Cappadocia, those Christians that were scattered abroad. One of the reasons that they were scattered through many different regions is because of severe persecution. So the churches were under severe pressure by the opposition. But here he says in chapter 1 of his letter, he says in verse 3, what a God we have, and how fortunate we are to have him. This Father of our Master Jesus, because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. And the day is coming when you'll have it all, life healed and whole. I know how great this makes you feel, even though you have to put up with every kind of aggravation in the meantime. Pure gold put in the fire comes out of it proved pure. Genuine faith put through this suffering comes out proved genuine. When Jesus wraps this all up, it's your faith, not your gold, that God will have on display as evidence of his victory. Amen. Beautiful words of encouragement. If you can just put yourself in the shoes of those early Christians who were facing severe persecution. And what encouraging words from Peter to say to them that God has a great future ahead for them. That the day is coming when they will have it all, when life will be healed and whole. And although he says they will have to put up with aggravation in the meantime, and for us today, we know what that's about. We too face aggravation with life's challenges. But the good news is, Peter goes on to encourage them that when we go through life's aggravations and we go through life's challenges, and our faith is put to the test, that through the help of God, he will help us to persevere. He will help us to endure. And when it's all said and done, God will have on display as evidence, that will be our faith. And that will be evidence of the victory. Amen. We're going to return to song, but shortly we're going to pray. As we come to a time of intercessory prayer, and we're going to pray for those afflictions of life that many are suffering and are struggling in this day. And we're going to pray for those and intercede on their behalf for those who are struggling, for those places and hotspots around this world that are facing aggravation as we speak. But before we do that, we're going to return to song and we're going to sing the goodness of God. All our lives, God has been faithful. He was faithful to those Christians all those years ago who were facing persecution. And he continues to be faithful to us even today. Amen.
Sing. with every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Peter says in the message, what a God we have, and how blessed are we to have him. What a God we have, and how blessed are we to have him. Before we go into our prayers of intercessory prayers, I'm going to invite us now just to raise our voices, if you feel led, just to raise a prayer of thanksgiving to God. Because he is a great God and he's been faithful. What a God we have, and we are blessed to have him. We're going to pray prayers of thanksgiving now. Please feel free. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for protecting us even when we didn't feel you were there. Thank you, O Lord God, for knowing our name and being attentive to us throughout, even today. And Lord, we just appreciate your presence in this place, and we lift your name up on high. Blessed be your name forever, O Lord.
Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, for our salvation, that you chose to leave heaven's glory and come down to earth to die for us. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't want to be in heaven without us. Therefore, you came down to ransom us from our sins and to redeem us. We thank you, Lord, that you didn't just leave it that. You sent your Holy Spirit down to come upon us when we believed. And your Holy Spirit, Lord, is with us, guiding and comforting and helping and strengthening us day by day. So we thank you for your presence, not just when we're here in church, but day by day as we go about our ordinary, everyday business. We thank you, Lord, we can never escape from your presence, wherever we are and wherever we go. You are promised that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen.
Yes and amen to us, Lord, and keep us.
same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you that your mercy is on you every morning, not just this morning, but in the mornings to come. They're new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. Father, we give you thanks this afternoon. Okay, we have freedom to come into this place this afternoon. We know there are many places where this freedom is not experienced. And so we give you thanks for the freedom we have to meet freely together. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us be truly grateful for all your goodness to us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Keep our eyes fixed on you, not just on Sundays. Lord, it is so easy to be in this place with you, to feel your presence and to feel hopeful. As soon as Monday comes around, Lord, we can be weary, we can be filled with disappointment, and we can be stuck in the everyday things that we have to do, the everyday tasks. But Lord, whether it's us stuck in traffic, whether it's us opening our eyes, may we give thanks. May we keep our eyes fixed on you. Whatever decisions we need to make this week, Lord, may you be with us. May you help us to share the good news in the way we behave and the things we say. Lord, may you be with us and then greet us again with more love on Sunday. Lord, I just pray that you're with those people who are struggling with mental health and decisions and living in disappointment. May they come out of that disappointment, Lord. May they find you, may they find your grace and your love and peace. Lord, I ask that they will find you and be still in your presence. We are so grateful for the things you are doing. In your name, we pray. Amen.
So, Father, would you just receive our praise and our worship this afternoon, and receive from our hearts our gratitude, our thanks for all that you have done for us and continue to do in our lives. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. And Lord, before we ask anything of you, we just want to say thank you for who you are. For you are a great God. And you are good and good all the time. And we join in with Peter and we say, what a great God we have. And we are so blessed to have you. So receive our worship and our thanks this afternoon. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to go on to pray for God's creation and for the world in which we live, for the community here in which we serve, that we are blessed to serve and be a beacon of light into this community. And it's a privilege every time that we have to come together and to pray and intercede on behalf of the local area and the nation and the world. So we're going to direct our prayers now to the local area and the nation and also the world, and just think about what's going on around us in this present day. And we're going to ask the Lord to bless his creation, and most of all to draw people to himself. For the greatest need in the world is for man and woman and boys and girls to be saved and to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. So let's think now and direct our prayers towards the world, towards this nation, and towards this local community in which we serve.
Lord, you would save these lost ones and draw them into your bosom. Mm. And that you would give them the love that they might not have known before, and the love that they need so much for their future plans. And mighty Lord, we submit all of this in the matchless name of Jesus.
some good, Lord, and some bad. We pray, Lord, that when those in authority seek to do the right things, seeking, Lord, to do what's good for their people, that, Lord, you just encourage them and bless them in that, whether they're Christians or not. We thank you, Lord, for those who are willing to serve us in the political realm. We pray too, Lord, for those who are our tyrants, those who are self-aggrandizing, those who, Lord, are not doing things that are right in your sight or in the sight of their people. Remind you, Lord, that their times are limited, that, Lord, you're in control of all things, and in your time you will bring an end to their tyranny. Would you pray, Lord, for those Christians who are persecuted by the governments? Just as they were in Peter's day, Lord, things haven't changed. Yet, Lord, we pray that you just encourage those Christians. Help them, Lord, to look forward to what is to come in heaven when they go to meet with you. We thank you, Lord, for all those who are willing to give their lives rather than to deny you. Lord, how we will cope in that situation. We do pray, Lord, that you'll just strengthen them in their final days. And for their families, Lord, we pray that you'll provide for them in a very wonderful way for other Christians, whether it be countries concerned or aid she sent from the Western world. We do pray, Lord God, that you'll just strengthen your people in times of persecution. As they read your word, may they be encouraged by it. Amen.
Christians that Peter was addressing, persecution was very much top of the list of that aggravation that he was talking about. But that aggravation can can be realized in many different ways in our lives. And especially for those who have health situations and concerns, we're going to pray for those who are struggling in their health, that God would really draw near to them at this time. And for those in our congregation that we're at liberty to name and pray for, and those who perhaps don't want to be named, we're just going to pray that God would really draw near to those who are dealing with any health situation right now. For those who are going for tests, who have had tests and are waiting the results of those tests. For those who have upcoming appointments and procedures to come. Thinking of Martin Filbert, who has his operation upcoming. And for those who are also shut in and are unable to be with us in person for worship, for health reasons. We're going to pray that God would really draw near to those and bless them. So let's pray for those dear ones now. Let's pray for Graham. Let's pray for Martin, for Linda Kitson. Let's pray for Sheila France and Debbie Weiser and Michael and Margaret Jonas, Christine Young and Tina Mills, Nomle, who is in Zimbabwe, for the funeral of her brother. Let's pray that God would strengthen them, those who are struggling right now. Let's pray.
See us from the inside out. You know every part of our body. And Lord, we pray that you will join together that which needs to be joined together. That you would separate that which needs to be separated. And that for these ones that we've mentioned and so many others, that Lord, you would heal them completely and perfectly as only you can. You are the creator of our bodies. You know exactly how they work. So Lord, we submit these into your hands, knowing that there are no better hands than yours. And we ask, Almighty God, that the work you do will be a testimony of your greatness and will encourage others to come and bow the knee before you whenever they need help. We pray for emotional health as well, Lord, and emotional healing. That where people might have had their hearts broken one way or the other, where life has cast them down, that Lord, you would raise them up and you would surround them with your love and hug them in such a way that they know they are loved by you. And Father, we pray that you would touch people deep down inside where we cannot reach, deep down inside where only you can see. And all this we pray to you, God, because you're the only one who can. And you're the only one who does it in a way that it does not need doing again. So we thank you for being the impossible God who can do impossible things. And we pray that as we might never understand you, we would just enjoy the gifts that you give us. And when we see these things coming to pass, we will glorify you and lift your name up on high in praise. Thank you, O Lord God, for being a God who hears and answers our prayers. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you that you give us health and strength in order to serve you. We thank you, Lord, that you have a task for each and every one of us to perform within your church, whether we're young or whether we're old. We do pray, Lord, for those who are not able to come to church, only come to church with difficulty because of their health. We pray, Lord, that they might know your presence in a very real and a very wonderful way. And as well, perhaps they sing on their own the old hymns, so they study your words as they pray to you. We pray, Lord, that they might be very aware of your presence with them. We pray too, Lord, for those who are in the care homes that we visit once a month. We pray, Lord God, that you'll speak to their hearts. We don't know, Lord, whether they're Christians or not. They're nearing the end of their life, and Lord, they do need to make a response to you. We pray, Lord, that as the hymns are sung and as the word of God goes forth month by month, your Holy Spirit will just take those words and apply it to the hearts of those who hear, convict them when they sin. Bring them, Lord, close to you if they know you as Savior. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless that ministry. We've done there for many years at those two care homes. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Where the decisions of the world are overwhelmed with the level of activity and the waiting list, even the policy to them inside. We so desperately need you, great physician. We pray, Lord, for the health sector. We pray for every single hospital that is overwhelmed. We pray that you step into your hands of healing, even upon the church. We pray that you strengthen your church such that every single one in your church that great miracle of healing in Jesus' name. Lord, my team, God, Christ, we pray for the church. We pray that in the church that we are blessed. We pray that in every way
Hello. God just helped me to realize something yesterday. We were in Newcastle visiting the university with Emmanuel, third child, and he helped me to look back. Looking back sometimes is not good, and we shouldn't look back. But this time he helped me to look back and just to see what he had done. And I have visited with different children, 17 universities, and it's so many miles. And we've used every form of transport, except coaches, because I don't like buses. But we have been the length and the breadth of this country with those children, because they wanted to fling themselves far away. But it just helped me to realize the goodness of God in our lives, you know, because I hadn't really appreciated what God had done. We never ran out of petrol. We never had our hazard lights on, waiting outside of our cars by the side of the road. We have never been late for any one of those visits. And I just want to glorify God for what he has done. Because if at the beginning of it you had told me I would visit 17 universities, I would have said no. I only have 3 children after all. Who needs to do that? But I thank God because each child had a different need. And God helped me to pull out of myself what I thought I didn't have in me to accommodate them. And I just want to encourage you that whatever God gives you to do, he has given you already in you the power and the wherewithal to do it in joy. Because at the end of that story of visiting so many universities, sitting down and listening to so many different people talk about it and walk around it, and he has really blessed me to look back and to see his hand has been with us. Because it could have been a different story. It could have been an accident. It could have been a lack of accommodation. But no, to his glory, he has been with us. So I just want to encourage you that just look back every now and again and see what God has already done, and let it spur you on to the amazing things that you think you cannot do, because you can do it with his strength. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Kuda. Let's leave with that encouragement there from Kuda, that God is faithful and he is a great provider. He is our great provider that will always provide for our needs. Thank you so much for coming this afternoon to encounter God through prayer and through worship. Thank you so much, and pray that you will enjoy the rest of your day. Let's receive the benediction now as we close. Lord, we thank you so much again for this time of worship and this time of prayer. And we thank you again as we join in with the words of Peter, that what a great God we have. And we are so blessed to have you. And as we leave this place, and we know that there will be aggravations in this life, there will be challenges before us, but we're so grateful to know that you will be with us right till the end. You will never leave nor forsake us. And we thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank you for your goodness. Lord, we pray that we will return home safely, and until we meet again in a fashion like this, now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you all.
goodness.